find out Masech Pesukah Daf Chav Bay, the beginning of the Bay, the beginning of the beginning with the words of the Gemara, Azev Zabatech Hasim, but it both them a width and 20 Amos, I mean, the Chavarami, then you would say that you view it as if it's lower down than placed up. Now, it says to us from Temet, it says, take a look at it. He says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, my question, what are you asking on the part of Rabbi Yehuda, the Zev, as Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds that you say Chavarami, even if it's less than a tapach and it's more than a gap in three tvachim? You should support that opinion. So the Rabban who says that we don't say Ryan as if it's what's lower is as if it's what's upper is as if it's lower. Because the Rabbanan obviously disagree with him. Because Abaye tells us, the Bisi holds like his father in one area, and he disagrees with his father in one. As the Gemara explains, what's the one area that he holds like his father, is the Islay Rain. He holds like his father that, just like his father, Yehuda holds that the beam of straw is like it's made out of metal. Rabbi Yisi's son also holds that you view the upper one as if it's lower down. So Tais understands that what the Gemara is saying is you say Rain, Rabbi Yisi Yehuda is in his father's opinion. Obviously, the Rabban and that Mishnah disagree on the Rain of Yehuda. They would disagree also on Rabbi Yisi, his son. And they would say that you don't say Rain because you don't say Chavad Rami less than a Tavach. So Tais is asking, so why asking Rabbi Yisi Yehuda? You should support him in the Rabban. That's just something to say is, no, the time of the Rabban, the reason of the Rabbanon that they disagree, because they disagree on that principle of Chavad Rami, it's just simply because they're going to invalidate the beam that's placed in that way. In other words, it's simply because it's not fit to receive the half a brick. The way the Chavad Riyu, because it has to be wide and it has to be strong to accept the brick. And that's why they say it's possible, not because you don't say Chavad Rami. And just like they invalidate the beam of straw, because you don't say Ryan, like as if it's metal, so too, Vilayman and Ryan Lipsol Kairahani tells Baruch, you don't say that you view the one that's apostle, the beam because that could be moved in the wind, the Shtekers and Masimus of Philip Hovas Mashlesha, and the two parallel beams, even less than 3 to 8, Mishum Derula Kabbalah, but you needed that it should be able to receive the half a beam. That's why it's apostle. But if we would say Ryan, even less than 3 to 8, and that is in the situation that Rabbanu wouldn't require ru'uya the kabbalah riach like over here by the schach where you don't have to have that halacha of the mavoi of that strong enough by the kair to receive the half of a brick. So then in such a situation we could say even according to Rabbanu there's less than 3 tefachim, but yesh lanu limam but there would be Yehuda that shafila b'muflik shleish hayam raim. Yeah, that even if it's more than 3 tefachim away we would say Ryan, even though it's less than a tefach. Because the holy pligi b'mayt lesludayim, that the Rabban don't disagree on Rabbi Yehuda on this that you don't say rain less than a tafach. Hello, I'm telling the preacher. Let us say they disagree only like we said because you need that the beam should be able to receive the half a brick. That's why they say it's possible when they moved in the wind and the case of shtekers and mesimas. But if you don't need to have this halacha like vayischach in our context of mesekel sukkah, the Rabban would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you would say chabadami even less than a tafach. Because it comes out of the question of Ravashi and Rava was not only from Rabbi Yehuda but even from the Rabban. The next test master begin with the Gemara of Shleisha, but that was 3 tefachim. Kim less be tefach, it's not a tefach. You're right, loyman chavadam, and we don't say chavadam. Now, says Taisa Hashta Sikna. Now, here the Gemara concludes it's a tefach, but if it is a tefach, I mean, the chavadami, we'd say that we view it coming down, even if the gap is 3 tefachim. Says Taisa Batavi, it's a wonder, because the parakam of the Abin, the first of the Abin, the Tesman Alpha, I mean, the Gemara tells us, if the beam was drawn away or suspended, for example, let's say you stick in two crooked pegs on the two walls of the mavi. Where if it's not 3 tefachim higher, it's not 3 tefachim bent away from the mavi by 3 tefachim. But kamashulon the amin labed the chabad, and that's the chiddush that we say both labed that we view it as if it's down, and also chabad, a labed that's within from the drawn away, and also chabad that we view it as if it's lowered down. Says Taisus, why do you need to have that? It's not 3 tefachim high, but kim the chavat tefach. Since we conclude here in our sugya that if the beam is a tefach, why the chavat tefach? We say chavat tefach even if it's higher than 3 tefachim. Says Taisus, there's so much you can say is the light of masaka parable because the truth is the balav hachi. Even without the question that we're asking over here, that from our maskana that if it's a tefach, we'll say chavat tefach even more than 3 tefachim. Anyway, tishul and hasim. Anyway, it's difficult over there. Because we'll have time the Chavad Rami, because even without Chavad Rami, let's cash him over the Mavish and Bikasha, given in that Kerala Malam Asim, since the beam is not higher than 20 Amis. So why do you have to come on to Chavad Rami? rather, what's the reason? Which answers both questions. Because min husband, like the Gemara says, over there, the bin kar gabe mavi, you need the beam on top of the mavi. If we'll have a kar for shemachita, and even if you say the kar is not as a hacker, but it's because of mechitza, so why does it have to be on the mavi? No, but in the hacker class, you do need to have somewhat of a recognition that this is separating between the mavi and the rishas harabim as a sign, not just as a mechitza. And when the beam is more than three tefachim in the mavi, ulay chashav hacker class, not considered as a sign, and we can have a betech shlishah only twice in three tefachim. He the hasan that nichmer mechitza, but some guys like that, which you played right on the outside, even right near the wall, it's not good. It has to be on top. That's why, and therefore, it's not anything to do with chavid ramen. Yeah, it depends if it's on the top or it's on the bottom. Now, so how did the kinnon? This that we were inferring kiyad dadi psula that it's only when it's less merubah it's going to be kasha, but when it's equal it's going to be possible. Oh, that's lamalka, that's going on the top. Meaning b'sheish b'kana l'chabed kum l'kana, when you have between each pole, you have between each reed the amount of the reed itself. There, even if it's precise. So that's going to be invalid. Because the sun of the ear, it seems on the ground wider than it does from the shade of the schach. But if it's the same, it's going to be kosher. No, the measurement is from the bottom. Where the sun and the shade is equal. But you do a shakam rechav min av, then you know that the reeds are actually wider than the ear, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Which relates right into the next place of the muscle, between the words of the Gemara Kesuzim El, when it's like a zuz from the top, kiss to the middle tach, it's like an ister on the bottom. What does that mean? Kishenekeb reichem mamal gesher zuz, when you have the gap, a hole, the width of on the top, like that of a zuz, chamasim rubim mato gesher sela, so although it's equal on the top, on the bottom it's going to be more sun than shade, like that of a sela, because that's a Rashi point. Come, is Rikshar Bein Tam Rebein as to that papa good for the other papa who over here. Who, according to this halacha, is labor hair coming to Erevin, he holds the first big name and that's one base, part is coming, but he holds that if the breeches are equal as the closed ear, it's going to be mutter. And that's actually how the Gemara concludes and rules over there. So, if so, over here, that the schach should be kosher. Because since you tell me that it's the same amount of the schach as the gap, so I don't care that on the bottom it's going to have more sun than shade, but you tell me part is coming as mutter. But kosher, additionally, what's difficult is the Amun pair coming to Kedushin, the Gemara is the first pair coming to Kedushin of Yeral from Abed. The Abdi Inchi the Korla Palgosa the Zuz Istra. People call the half of a Zuz Istra. So I'm the Istra Pachas Mezuz. Obviously, the Istra is less than a Zuz because it's like a half of a Zuz. So it's difficult in Rashi that he says the Istra is a Sela. So the fact remains time, rather, Random explains exactly the opposite of Rashi. Kama Malwin says that here it's on the top. Means Misha made the Abim Malwin. If someone's measuring the gap, the ear space from on top, meaning standing right there near the Schach. That's what Kiyadadik Shere, that's if you see them equal, it's going to be Kosh. If you show them in Kaparts, yeah, because it's exactly on purpose. Allah, like we said, because the breach is the same as the closed up area. Abla'imimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim, so someone standing on the bottom by the earth, on the ground, Uma'ayin Kabimali is looking towards the Skak on the top, but Daima Kiyadadik, from where he's standing, it looks like it's equal. Oh, then it's going to be possible. While if you show Abishur Rachim Kizuzu, because you have an ear, that's the width of a Zuz, Daima Ba'ayin of Kotni Kistur, it's actually smaller. Actually, it seems in his eyes, like the half of those, which you said, like the Zad of Istra, looks smaller if you're looking from the bottom towards the top. Not much Rachim, because it's far away from him. For Rav, it says, Taisa, proof of this is what the Miraglim said when they went to Spider, it's Oba Nihibe Ninka Chagavim, that we were in our eyes like grasshoppers, which was we looked small because they were very far away from the giants. And so too, says Taisa, Bekrechab Gol B'Shamayim, we have a very large planet in heaven, Dome Bein Ninka Kut, looks very small in our eyes. That's because it's further away, and therefore that's what it means Momata is going to be possible, because although it looks equal, it's actually going to be bigger because of the fact that it's far away. Let's say he made two of them in the tree, and or the third wall it was man-made, which, what is the case told Mat? Samach karkois ha-sukkah, that he's leaning the ground of the sukkah, ruba v'ilan, most of it, meaning two-thirds of it are in the tree. Plus a sviva, b'resha ilan, then he makes a round of it on the top of the tree, like a tree house, shtei mechitzes, two walls. The one he makes, man-made on the ground. B'samach karkois ha-sukkah b'emtza da'ifin, and he leans the ground of the sukkah in the middle of the tree. And then he lifts up the wall from it, at least the height of 10 tefachim. That's the case. Two are man-made and one is on the tree. But since if you would take away the tree, the ground of the sukkah would fall apart and the deek is on the ground. It cannot be supported with the two that's on the ground. Say in Eilam Yom Tov, so we say we can't go in such a sukkah. Yom Tov, the Mishnah is willing, that's going to be considered as utilizing the tree. Kach Pesach Uchanches. So it says, well, the Mashmah Halacha Perek Mishesh, it doesn't sound like this from the Gemara and Shabbos of Kavnan Dalman Beis. Because the Daik Mahacha, the Gemara is actually Medaik from here, when it talks about Stadim, if the sides of something that's Muktzeh is also forbidden, like a tree, like an animal, it says that Stadim Asurin, obviously from here you see that the sides of something Muktzeh is also forbidden. Because I mean, the Gemara says, my love, isn't it talking about this case of the Shtayim Be'ilam, the Chok Be'ilam, that you actually carved out into the tree. You stick a beam into the tree. The Habalut Stadim, which using the sides of the tree. Mashmah, it sounds like the Ma'ir She'ilam defines the Sukkah. It sounds like the tree is only the walls of the Sukkah. But Kondim Shal Sukkah, the Smokon Alin, that the reeds, the beams of the Sukkah are leaning on the tree. If you come to the Yom Tov, if you go on the Yom Tov, it's actually a decree, not because you're going in the tree, but Shem Yenei Chepsal Eschach, because you might put your objects on the Eschach, which that was how they used to do. They used to put the stuff on the roof. We'd come out there using the sides of the tree. So obviously you see that the sides are forbidden. Because that's actually how Rashi explains over there, that the trees are the walls of the Sukkah, and not like he explains over here, that it's the floor of the Sukkah.